smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
Sky News Centre at 4. A nursery worker has admitted sexually assaulting children in North London. 45-year-old Vincent Chans pleaded guilty to 26 offences in what police call a calculated and predatory pattern of abuse spanning years. It's been described as one of the Met's most harrowing investigations. Here's Detective Superintendent Lewis Basford.
Vincent Chan is a paedophile. He's disturbed predatory and a sexual offending, took advantage of young children, using his workplace to gain access to his victims. He exploited the trust placed in him by the victims' families and the promise to care for their children.
The nursery group's reviewing safeguarding procedures. Chan will be sentenced next month. A retired teacher has avoided jail, having abused girls as young as five in residential care in Angus. Some of 77-year-old Patricia Robertson's victims' families called the sentencing a joke in court. A review into the death of Harry Dunn has found a number of missed opportunities to keep the lead suspect in the UK. The teenager was knocked off his motorbike in 2019, with American diplomat Anse Koulas able to claim immunity and leave the country. The report says the then Foreign Secretary should have intervened sooner. Harry's father, Tim, says the government only responded because of media pressure.
I think the Americans knew about the loophole. The most disappointing thing for me is we seem so far behind. That is most upsetting because we're in our own country and it seems like the Americans knew the system better than we know it ourselves. 3 weeks later, the Foreign Office thought maybe we should be looking into this a bit more.
So Keir Starmer has announced plans to ensure baby formulas available on retailers' loyalty schemes. He's promised to save parents up to £500 on costs before their child's first birthday. 24,000 homes in Kent will have their water restored 5 days after taps ran dry. South East Water says it must be boiled before drinking. And the early days of the Beatles will inspire a new six-part series. Hamburg Days, which will air on the BBC, is based on the book of the same name. That's the latest. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
A popular pub in Thame is set to reopen before Christmas following a major refurbishment. The Falcon on Thame Park Road has had renovations to the bar and roof and work on the kitchen, and the rest of the building will continue in the new year. New landlords Sarah and Steve Payne are planning to reopen the pub this week. A couple from Aylesbury are taking on a Santa challenge in London to raise funds for Sarcoma UK. Laura Isom, her husband Paul, and their 16-year-old son live in Stoke Mandeville and will be joining thousands of Santas running and walking through London. Laura had a rare cancerous tumour removed from her arm earlier this year.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
Dry with sunny spells for the end of the day. Cloud thickening throughout this evening ahead of some rain overnight. A fairly mild night though, with temperatures not dropping below 7 degrees Celsius. Light rain for the morning tomorrow, but should be largely dry for the afternoon and evening. Highs tomorrow of 7 degrees Celsius. I'm Anne Robinson, and for more local news, click on News in the media section of our new website at redkiteradio.com.
107.2
Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Higgs.
Red Kite Radio.
Thank you, Anne Robinson. Welcome to Hump Day Wednesday.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. And bells on bobtails ring and making spirits bright. Jingle.
Classic hits.
Red Kite Radio.
If my chariot will come tonight, there will be no regrets and nothing to do over. Even though I made a few mistakes in life, I learned from everything I broke as I got older. If it's the last day I'm alive, don't try or kill the vibe. I just want the ones I love, it's smiling by my side. So call my friends, tell them cancel your plans. Come round, we're having a few. Bring all the family, dad, mom, grandpa too. Dance with my girl, spin around in the air, and find a corner with her. Kisses between the words, it was always you. Swing me high and swing me low until my chariot takes me home. If my chariot will come tonight, I'd wanna end it with you dancing on my shoulders. I don't want a tearful somber last goodbye. The memories of my final moment should be golden. If it's the last air that I breathe, will you share it with me? I wanna feel love before I sleep and then leave you in a dream. So call my friends, tell them cancel your plans. Come round, we're having a few. Bring all the family, dad, mom, grandpa too. Dance with my me high and swing me low until my chariot takes me home. Alive, don't cry, I'll kill the vibe. I just want the ones I love here smiling by my side. So call my friends, tell them cancel your plans. Come round, we're having a few. Bring all the family, dad, mom, grandpa too. Dance with my girl, spin around in the air, and find a corner with her. Kisses between the words, it was always you. Swing me low until my chariot takes me home.
It is so great to have them back. I really miss them. So I've got to read that out. Put my own words. Okay then. Oh, it's fantastic to have them back, isn't it? Oh, it's great. Oh, we love a bit of Westlife. That's their brand new single. It's called Chariot. Gwen Stefani, Jingle Bells before that. Hello, how are you doing then? Welcome to Hump Day Wednesday. Welcome to Drive Time. So today, of course, 3rd of December, it is Rockefeller Christmas Light Switch-Ons today. And it is also National Package Protection Day. Plus, in the news here on Drive Time, we have Batman making people behave better in public. Snail Thieves coming up as well, and Americans advised to go on a fart walk. Okay, that is all coming up in the next couple of hours here on Drive Time. Plus music on the way from K-pop Demon Hunters. We've got some Sheryl Crow coming up. Sheryl Crow? Who's there? And Snow Patrol all on the way between now and 6 o'clock. I've had a busy day today. So I had to go to Banbury this morning, and so I went there, and then I thought, I'll go to the Rollwright Stones. I haven't been there before. So I don't know, I just decided to go to the Rollwright Stones, as you do, it was a nice day. And then I thought I'd go for a bit of a run, and it turned into not just a bit of a run, it turned out to be a flipping marathon. 3 hours I was out there. How far did I run? Something ridiculous. You know when you start something and you just go, and then you just seem to go a bit further, and then you think, actually, maybe you've gone a little bit too far, because I'm going to need you back for drive time. And luckily, I did manage to make it back. How far did I? So 17.75 kilometres today. Oh, my rear end, though. Stinging like hell. But enough about that. Welcome to Drive Time. Bit of Aretha Franklin. Who's zooming who?
Yeah. 107.2, where you'll hear different songs every day. Red Kite Radio.
Familiar with most Ace of Base tracks. Not that one, though. That is Ace of Base. That is Every Time It Rains. In the UK's official top 40, we have Taylor Swift with The Fate of Ophelia at number one. In the album charts, One More Time, Aerosmith and Youngblood. Aerosmith and Youngblood together. That doesn't... I don't know. I can't say I've heard their tracks, but... yeah, that sounds a bit different. And in the movie charts, Wicked is out. The Grinch, the animated version of The Grinch. Can't say I've heard of that one. That's out at the moment, as is Jurassic World Rebirth and F1 the Movie. And F1 the Movie, of course, was shown at the Haddonham Screen Presents last night, wasn't it? Plus, Countdown's Christmas is 22 days. New Year's Eve, 28 days. Valentine's Day, 73 days to wait till Valentine's Day. And 123 days until Easter. Not far off. Fascinating facts on the way. Karaoke 10 minutes past 5. Birthday corner on the way as well. And after the break, it's K-pop Demon Hunters.
Red Kite Radio.
Winterfest 2025 is coming on Saturday the 13th of December.
This year's Winterfest sponsors include Dala Drinks, local suppliers of drinks. Equius, providing equal access to energy trading. BK Plus High Wycombe, auditing, accounting and financial management. GEM Concepts Creative, branding, graphic design and creative thinking. And Haddenham Garden Centre, garden supplies, restaurant and retailing. Thanks to all these businesses for their support.
Red Kite Radio, proud to be supporting Winterfest 2025. Saturday the 13th of December at Banks Park by the Village Hall in Haddenham.
Posh Nosh Bespoke Caterers provide delicious, freshly made food for all events and occasions, whether indoors or outdoors. From generous but affordable working lunches to afternoon tea with our fine china, from our selection of mouth-watering canapés to our famous Christmas buffets or turkey dinners with all the trimmings. We design the perfect menu to suit your event and budget. Posh Nosh has been serving Buckinghamshire and the surrounding counties for over 30 years with countless five-star reviews. To find out more, visit poshnoshfood.com or call 07958 319 218. That's 07958 319 218.
Make my house warmer. Is your home losing heat faster than you can say brr? Stay warm and save cash with our expert house insulation service. Make My House Warmer provides a fast and friendly service to make your home more energy efficient. Whether it's your attic or your walls, we've got you covered. Don't let heat escape. Keep the warmth inside and the costs outside. It's easier than you think. Insulate today, save tomorrow with Make My House Warmer. To find out more, go to makemyhousewarmer.co.uk.
At Haddenham Garden Centre, we have everything you need for your garden all year round. And at this time of year, we can supply you with the tools to keep your garden looking great. Come to us for your lawn rakes and brooms, and we've incinerators and compost bins for when you've tidied up. And at Haddenham Garden Centre, we've a good selection of winter flowering pansies and heathers in stock. And don't forget to pick up your new season seeds. The days may be short, but at Haddenham Garden Centre, we're never short of ideas to help you make the most of your garden.
So much more than you bargain for.
At Haddenham Garden Centre, family owned since 1978.
For Tame, Haddenham and Henton.
Red Kite Radio.
I was a ghost, I was alone, dodging, kiss again. Given the throne, I didn't know how to believe I was the queen that I'm meant to be.
I lived two lives, tried to play both sides, but I couldn't find my own place. Caught a problem child, cause I got too wild, but now that's how I'm getting paid.
Could that be your stage?
Feel like me. Put these patterns all in the past now, and finally live like the girl they all see. No more hiding, I'll be shining like I'm born. Cause we are hunters, boys.
107.2. It's Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Higgs.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it. What's love but a secondhand emotion? Confused when you're close to me. If I tend to look dazed, I read it someplace, I've got cause to be. There's a name for it, there's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me.
Love got to do with it here on Drive Time. Now, Thanksgiving last week in America, and Americans tucking into an indulgent Thanksgiving feast have been advised afterwards to take fart walks. Yes, fart walks. I did say fart walks. To expel flatulence in the open and reduce bloating. Well, I suppose expelling flatulence in the open is far better than just expelling it in the living room, isn't it? Anyway, the fart walk is the highly scientific term for just a walk that takes 10 to 15 minutes shortly after eating a big meal. Maybe we should do this for Christmas dinner. What's about Christmas dinner? Take a fart walk. See? There you go. That's a good thing to do. Just get out in the open air and take your fart walk. So the director of gut brain research has added that physical activity also prevents blood sugar spikes and their corresponding energy slumps. So there you go. Maybe that's a good thing to do for Christmas dinner this year. Maybe we should all take fart walks. And on that bombshell, go back a bit. 2010, Mumford & Sons, I Will Wait.
Like a stone, and I fell heavy into your arms. These
days of darkness. Wish we'd known we'll blow away with this new sun.
Two, three.
and fives. It is 20 minutes, well, just approaching 20 minutes to five. Yesterday, on Birthday Corner, we did a special dedication for Gloria Kilbride, whose birthday it was yesterday. And we played Chuck Emerson and Pliers, Twist and Shout. And then she posted the video on Facebook, bopping out. Really, no, like really, really bopping out to Twist and Shout. Still got it, Gloria. So, yeah, Birthday Corner, that is on the way now. In the centre of Tame, we have a bit of an issue. Elves have invaded the centre of Tame. You know how cheeky elves can be? Well, they've invaded the centre of Tame, and we need your help to find them. Now, you can join the Elf Trail between now and the 17th of December. So you need to go to Specsavers, pick up a trail map, and then visit the locations where the elves are causing mayhem, and you can pick up a sticker for your map. Now, once you have found all the elves, you should have all the stickers as well, take your completed entry forms back to the Specsavers. Don't go to the butchers, or they will turn around and say, should have gone to Specsavers. Sorry, had to be done. and you can collect a thank you treat. Then you pop your entry into the draw with a chance to win a prize. Entries close on Wednesday, the 17th of December, and winners will be picked at random. That is the Elf Trail that is running between now and the 17th of December. Charlie Puth, these are changes.
Make of it. There's been some changes.
Single from Jolly Booth. It's changes. Anyone fancy a Portaloo? No, yeah, no, I really did say that. That was just a genuine question. Do you fancy a Portaloo? There's one going in Leighton Buzzard. I've been scrolling through Facebook. Look, this is my job, all right? Once the records are playing, I have to sit here and I have to find information for the show. It's called show fodder. I just need to find, you know, things for the show, amusing things for the show. And I just come across this on Facebook. Somebody is on Facebook Marketplace. Somebody is selling a Portaloo in Leighton Buzzard for £100, they say. Just needs emptying and moving at your expense. They're having a yard clear and the Portaloo needs to go. Why would you have a Portaloo in your yard? That's the question. Of course, the other fact is that, it's, you know, time of year. Make a Christmas present for someone, wouldn't it? Someone unwrap a Portaloo under the Christmas tree?
We've been here for a billion years, but it's hard to be exact. Space is big and you are small, and what do you think of that? Give me major information, see how I react. I am just a sucker for your fascinating facts.
I have to say, if it was a Portaloo under a Christmas tree, it'd have to be a flipping big Christmas tree. Either that or it's a tiny Portaloo. Right, so fascinating facts. And this fascinating fact sent in by Gloria Kilbride. It was her birthday yesterday. The average fart leaves your rear end at 7 miles per hour. There you go, you always wanted to know that. In the 1950s, church leaders in Boston tried to ban the song I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus because it supposedly promoted physical intimacy. And Titanic was the first movie to gross $1 billion at the box office and the first film to sell 1 million copies on DVD. Plus, it was also the first unsinkable boat to sink. Just saying. Fascinating facts back tomorrow, but after the break, we've got another Christmas track just for you.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do. Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Make sure you won't miss a single jingle, carol, or naff Christmas cracker joke. Ask in-store at Specsavers Tame about our hearing services or phone Tame 394 765. That's 394 765.
Here's Alex, pedalling off to work. And here's Nikki, driving off for a morning coffee. You know the drill, Nikki. Allow at least 1.5 metres when overtaking cyclists, or more if driving over 30 miles per hour. And for horse riders, like Joe on Daisy here, slow down to under 10 miles per hour and allow at least 2 metres. Whoever you meet, travel like you know them. Think, follow the highway code, and let's help keep everyone safe.
Get the party started every Friday night at 7 p.m. with the Weekend Warm-Up Show with me, Daniel Ashman, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2. From the hottest 90s rave classics to those noughties dance floor bangers, I'll be bringing you the beats that will get you in the mood to hit the weekend hard. Crank up the volume, let loose, and get ready to dance. The Weekend Warm-Up Show is your perfect start to the weekend. So tune in every Friday at 7 p.m. only on Red Kite Radio 107.2.
Classic hits.
Classic hits.
For Tame, Haddenham and the Villages.
107.2 Red Kite Radio.
May your holidays be jolly, your hallways filled with holly, your fireside stays burning brighter than it did before. May your string lights keep their twinkle, may your silver bells all jingle, and carolers sing carols at your door. And may your heart forever.
Mechatronics featuring Megan Trader. That's my word, I can't talk. Penetronics featuring Megan Trainor. That was Kid on Christmas, and this is today's birthday corner. So whose birthday is it today? Well, little baby. I don't know either. She's 31. And Amanda Seyfried, 40 years old. She's an actress. And 3rd of December would have been Andy Williams' birthday if Andy Williams was still alive. He would be 98 today. Ozzy Osbourne, it would have been his birthday today. He would have been 77. And Mel Smith, the comedian. If he was alive today, he would be 73. But unfortunately, he's not. He died back in 2023. That's Birthday Corner. Back again tomorrow, Thursday, here on Drive Time. This is Scouting for Girls. This is Famous.
Staying in a can on a Saturday night. I'm gonna settle on the sofa and turn down the lights. I got 900 channels, but there's nothing to see. No one to everybody. They should be on TV. Oh, we all wanna be famous, be a face on the screen, read our name in the papers. Everybody wants to be on TV. Everybody wants to be on TV. Forget Audrey Hepburn, forget Betty Davis. I wanna be known just. Famous, I can't act, I can't dance, I can't sing, can you see? But I'm young and I'm pretty, and that's all that you need. Oh, we all wanna be famous, be a face on the screen, read our name in the papers. Everybody wants to be on TV. Na 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 na. Everybody wants to be like James.
Play that enough. Scouting for Girls, that is Famous. Love that record. Drive Time then, on the way. We've got Ollie Murs coming up, got Pet Shop Boys, Cranberries coming up as well. We've got the Rolling Stones. We do have a great mix of music. Not that this hour hasn't been a great mix of music, but on the way, it does look pretty good music on the way. Now, scientists. I always say scientists get a bit bored this time of year. They seem to come up with weird facts and weird, well, I can talk, fascinating facts. but they just come all sort of weird things. This time, they have published new research showing a sharp rise in helpful behaviour when a person dressed as Batman is present in public spaces. How do you know it's a person dressed as Batman? It might be Batman. Anyway, the study by Mental Health Research tested how an unexpected event could influence everyday interactions. So, first of all, on a cable car in Milan, it was a subway car. So there was a woman who appeared visibly pregnant, entered the train, and researchers observed how the passengers offered their seats. Then the scenario was repeated with one key change. This time, the pregnant woman was changed with Batman. So, when a pregnant woman came in, 37% of the riders offered their seats. When Batman appeared, 67% offered their seats to Batman. But if Robin turned up, they wouldn't bother. Right, Snow Patrol, Chasing Cars.
We'll do it all.
Smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.